And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And tomorrow morning, make sure you put your clocks ahead. Daylight savings time happens tomorrow, Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m. You'll need to set your clocks an hour ahead as part of the annual switch. Time changes have been around for decades, and making sure to adjust time came about during World War I to conserve fuel needed to produce electricity. It was repealed, but later enacted again during World War II, just to be repealed after. Time changes have been enacted and repealed several times throughout the years. The last change was in 2005 when President George W. Bush enacted the Energy Bill. That extended daylight savings time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under that act, daylight savings time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. It was done as a way to continue to conserve energy. A 19-year-old male from Gagetown was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the Cass City School District's junior and senior high school on Wednesday, March 4th. Hudson Bowers was arraigned late Thursday afternoon for allegedly making threats against the school district. Tuscola County Prosecutor Erica Wall charged Bowers with making a false report of terrorism, which is a felony. The Sheriff's Department, along with its canine unit, assisted the Cass City Police Department in the investigation. The two police departments conducted interviews and search warrants were issued and used. The alleged suspect's residence was searched, and firearms were reportedly seized. The bond for Bowers was set at $250,000 cash surety without a 10% option. Because of the incident, there was an increased police presence at the school on Thursday. And quote, there was no threat to students, staff, and community, but we wanted to provide a reassuring presence that we're here for the community's safety, end quote, explained Cass City Police Chief James Freeman. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is seeking organizations to help provide preventive health screenings for firefighters across the state. This initiative is aiming to identify job-related illnesses earlier and improve long-term health outcomes. Through a newly announced grant funding opportunity, MDHHS plans to support programs that can deliver comprehensive screenings directly to firefighters through mobile units, on-site services, or local clinics. And the screenings are designed to detect occupational health conditions that firefighters face at higher rates due to repeated exposure to hazardous environments. State officials say the initiative is intended to expand access to convenient screenings and follow-up telemedicine services for active full-time firefighters in Michigan, helping prevent disease and extended life expectancy among the workforce. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations, government and private entities, local health departments, universities, federally recognized tribes, tribal groups, and urban Indian health clinic programs. MDHHS has set aside $3.5 million for the program over a three-year period and expects to award funding to as many as two organizations. An informational pre-application conference will be held March 13th. To review the program and application process, organizations must request access to the application system by April 2nd. and completed proposals are due by April 9th. Grants are expected to begin July 1st, 2026, and additional information and application materials are available through the state's eGRAMS grant management system. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.